Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
You pray hard for us. This is the first time we've been out since the COVID-19 corona got a hold of us all. We've been our home church, but we've not been out. So you pray for us. We're excited to be here. Of all places, you get to come back to this place, and I'm glad we got to come back here.
Your favorite spot. Is that
boys? Church today, and my wife and little girls went over to Rachel's mother's and spent time with them. So I ate some lunch and turned the news on and watched America being burnt down. People breaking stuff and breaking into people's businesses and tearing them up. And this one blaming that one blaming this one. And just all kind of craziness.
Yep.
And I thought I'd walk down to my pond to feed my fish.
Yeah.
As I began to go down through, I noticed a few things. Notice the blackberries are making. And notice the mulberries are starting to get ripe. The wild roses are blooming on the banks.
Yeah.
My bluegill are getting to be about eating size.
Yeah.
And I notice that God is still in control.
Yeah.
Nature itself tells us that God ain't worried about this stuff. Everything's still blooming like it always has. And God's going to take care of things like He always has.
Right.
And if I didn't think He was in control, you'd see me running around like a crazy person. I'm not worried a bit. I'm a worrier. By nature, I worry about stuff. But when it comes down to what God can take care of, that ain't none of my business.
Yeah.
Talking about Peter and John when they had went over and they were trying to be bullied around. You know, they was going to arrest them and they couldn't really find anything that they'd done, so they said, "Don't you do this no more." And their answer, me paraphrasing, was, "What else can we do? It's all we know. It's all we know." And he went on and talked about the name of Jesus and how precious the name of Jesus is.
Amen.
And it's all we have.
Right? Yeah. Amen.
Well, my mind went to, sometimes my mind goes to wandering, my mind went to wandering over the book of Revelation. The 19th chapter, when it talks about him coming back.
Yeah.
And it says in one place that he'll have written the name that no man will know but him. And here's my interpretation, maybe right or wrong, here's my interpretation. As precious as his name is to us,
yeah,
we ain't got no idea.
No.
I believe that's what that means. I believe that as much as it is,
yeah,
as precious as he is, he's a name written that no man, only he. I think that it's so much bigger than our minds can fathom.
Amen.
But I tell you what, I'll just praise him.
Right.
What I have.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, how sweet is thy name to my ears since I found him. I've not been the same. Truly his love drives away every fear. And know there is power in his name. No other name. No talking just a few minutes before church started, and through this whole ordeal that we've been going through, not counting the one that's happening today, but this whole being cooped up and all this stuff, I've got opinions on that, but I'll keep them to myself. I don't want to offend nobody, but things have happened that I've not liked, but also God has worked in mighty ways.
Yes, sir.
We've done a couple little things on Facebook. I don't even have Facebook, but these boys knew it. Well, people from all over the place have come up to me and said, I saw you. And I had a lady the other day from work, and it's not a... She might, I don't know if she's a Christian or not, but she sure don't talk like it if she is. But I saw her, and she just went on and on about it. And later on, she told me that her brother had committed suicide a few days before, and she felt comfort in that. I never would have connected with that woman had it not been for this. And I've had Tommy said the same thing here, that there've been people through the videos and different things that's happened. So I say all that to say this. Sometimes what we think might be a tragedy, might be something horrible, God may just be stirring some stuff in there to stir hearts.
Right.
Touching people. And I don't know, maybe later on down the road we'll look at this and say, boy, thank God.
Amen.
Thank God that he done this thing for more souls than might get to hear the word. Tommy read a few minutes ago, Hebrews chapter 11. Go down just a little bit past where he was at. There was a little fella, I think he was pronounced Eakin. Is that right, Eakin?
Eakin?
Eakin. The Bible teaches that he was the seventh from Adam. Right? And that sounds like he's, you know, Adam's great-grandson seven times removed. But you got to remember that Adam lived to be 900 years old. So whenever he was born, Adam was a mere 600 years old. Right? So Adam and Eakin lived together for 300 years, basically. The numbers are not exactly in my mind, but basically 300 years together. And I get criticized for this sometimes, but sometimes when I read scriptures, my mind wanders a little bit, and I try to put myself in people's shoes, you know. The Bible says that he walked with God. Eakin walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Thank you. He walked with God. Well, in my mind, bear with me here for a second, okay? In my mind, he might have said, "Papa Adam, remember when you were in the garden and you and God were walking together? What was that like?"
Yeah.
And I imagine that Adam must have said, "Oh, it was beautiful, son. We walked together, we talked together, we fellowshiped. Oh, it was the greatest time of my life."
Right.
And I imagine he said, "Boy, Papa Adam, I wish I could do that." And I believe I know the Bible don't say that, that's my mind of order. But my point is this. I believe that the testimony of Adam had something to do with him walking the Lord. I believe the testimony of this young lady and this man back here, and yours and yours and yours, may have something to do with these babies one day. Walking right.
Amen.
I know sometimes I get a little out there in my thinking, but I think you would agree with me that our testimony is important.
Amen.
And maybe, just maybe, Adam's testimony might have meant something to him. I believe it did.
Right.
I believe it did. So whatever you do in these times we're living in, as we pulled in, there's people lined up by the college protesting. Kids will see that.
Yeah.
You know what else they'll see? They'll see you sitting in these seats tonight.
Amen.
And I pray that we'll live our testimony in a way that they'll see Jesus in our lives.
Yeah.
Song that says that spot where you got what you got. I love singing that because you can look around almost everywhere you go. You look around, you see people lighting up. Not because we're lining the song, because we need to remember the spot where they got what they got. I love that. That gives me cold chills every time I look around to see that. I'm proud of that. All right, we'll do one more and get out of the way. I've done this in a little while. This is one Tom Duck. I stayed by the brook. Folks, of all the times, have you ever seen a time like this?
No.
We're living in unprecedented times, right?
Right.
Satan is going, it's like a snowball going down the hill. It keeps getting bigger and it keeps getting faster. It's called exponentiality is what it's called. And it's when something that, it's kind of like putting drops of water, doubling a drop of water every time. I've heard it explained. I read a book one time about that. It said that you take a drop of water and you double it every time. By the time you get to about the 80th time, you've got enough to fill the ocean. By the time you get to 81, you've got enough to fill two oceans. And that's kind of the way it's going now, isn't it? It just keeps getting faster and bigger. If there's ever been a time we needed to stick with what we know.
Amen.
Tommy said something a minute ago, and I agree 100%. What's the only truth that we know?
Yeah.
It's between the two covers of them black novels.
That's right.
Only truth we know. Saved by the Brook. Thank you all for having us here. Thank you all for always having us here. It's always, it just feels like a second home, truly.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you. And, Andrew, sorry. I call him Andy. I get in a fight. Andrew was bragging on the piano player the other day. What a good job. He says, young as he is, well, he just does it great. And he does.
Amen.
A wonderful job.
Amen.
One of our favorite places, and we love you. Whatever you do, if you remember us or if you don't, stay by the brook.
Right.
Stick with the good stuff. The word of God came to Elijah as the poor God's throne to look. Get your hands and turn your east from hide yourself down by the brook. So he did as God commanded. He knew the Lord would see him through. Just as God did for Elijah, he will do for
right. Yeah.
Oh, he said, stay by the brook, stay by the brook. God told Elijah to go down and stay by the brook. I'll tend to your every need. The ravens will bring you food to eat. Don't get faint, or just look to me and stay by the brook. All of our days I'm here on the moon, just like a vapor and then they're gone. Cause never fell but all these children there. God's gonna take us out of this place. Oh, he said, stay by the brook, stay by the brook. God told Elijah to go down and stay by the brook. I'll tend to your every need. The ravens bring you food to eat. Don't get faint or just look to me and stay by the brook. Oh, he said, stay by the brook. Stay by the brook.